Jack.
Welcome. Give us 1 minute, see if anybody else shows up. We are reading from the... Go ahead.
I was going to say, are we allowed to bring up other subjects while we wait?
Of course, but let me turn off the recording unless you want it recorded.
No, it doesn't. No.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
We're reading from the Zohar, from the Parsha of Halotcha. We're reading from section 4, when you light the lamps, starting with verse 20. Vayihino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maaseya benekoneinu aleinu maaseya benekoneinu. Az lu kol ha'hu yoma ad ramash lalya taliku lechad atar yashka hu chad me'arta amar Rabbi Elazar li'ul chad goy be'arta ishtakach atar dihu yatir mitat Yan al Rabbi Yosei Vechama me'arta Achara Begavai Nehora Ishraga Beshama Ad Kala Dehava Amar Beha Alotcha Et Hanerot El Mul Bnei Hamnora Ya Iru Shivat Hanerot Aka Nadla Knesset Yisrael Nehora V'ima Ila'a Midat Ra L'kuhu Utsinim Mina Naharin Batirin Tufsirin Pekikin Parchin Shushvinin Kuhu Kodrin Lagabe Ila'a Umtaman Latata. They went along all that day, and when nightfall came, they went up to a place and found a cave. Rabbi Elazar said, "Let one enter into the cave, for perhaps he will find there a place which is better suited." Rabbi Yossi entered and saw another cave within it, and the light of a candle shining in it. He heard a voice that said, "When you light the lamps, the seven lamps shall give light towards the body of the candlestick." Here the congregation of Israel, that is Malchut, received light, as supernal Ema, that is Bina, is adorned with, and all the candles that are the spirit, Sephirot of Malchut, illuminate within and from her. They said about themselves, "Two refined souls soar from here." That is, they uplift Mayim Nukvim, which is female waters, with their Torah study. All the best men, meaning all who uplift female waters through their Torah, that are referred to as groomsmen, connect Malchut to the upper one, which is Bina. From there, they draw her light downwards. There is a lot of commentary on this week's Zohar, not Zohar, but Parasha of Bahalotcha, because it starts out about lighting the candles. And there's a lot lot of questions associated with the language and the grammar of that sentence. Because it says that when you light the candles, they will light towards the center, towards the middle of the candlestick. But there's a candle in the middle of the candlestick. If you have seven candles, there's a candle that is the middle one. And so these questions are raised, and the Zohar is coming to explain it. There's been a lot of other commentaries over the centuries by various sages, all dealing with the same issue. Verse 21. Shama Arabi Yose Bechade Ata Legabe Rabbi Elazar Al Rabbi Elazar Niur Ikucha Barifu Akim Lan Hayoma Leit Rachasha Lan Benisin Alu Kevan Dialu Tamu Tirain Bene Nasha Dehavo Leon Bioraita Amar Rabbi Elazar Mariatar Hastecha Elohim Ne Adam Batseel Genafecha Yechasiyun Tamu Ilein Yriyatve Kuhu Vechadu Kuhu Amar Rabbi Elazar Mariatar Hastecha Elohim Diyashkachna Lechu chesed avad lan kucha barichu Be'atar da'ashta adliku Kutsinin Rabbi Yosef excuse me. Rabbi Yosef heard this and was glad. He came to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said to him, "Let us enter. Since the Holy One, blessed be He, hastened before us on this day to produce miracles for us." They entered. As soon as they entered, they noticed two people who were involved in Torah study. Rabbi Elazar said, "How excellent is your love, Elohim. Therefore the children of men shelter under the shadows of your wings." They stood up. Then they all sat down and were merry. Rabbi Elazar said, "How excellent is your love, Elohim. How excellent that I have found you, the Holy One, blessed be He, has done us grace in this place. Now light the candles," meaning that they should converse in matters of Torah, "to raise female waters to kindle the Sephirot of Malchut from Ima, as was said above." Whenever you read in the Zohar that the students of Rabbi Shimon are going for a walk, they're meeting other people, obviously this is not happenstance, not coincidence. It's telling you that they are in the process of meditation and that they have traveled in some form of out-of-body experience, but not really. They don't take their body with them, but they don't really go out of their body. They go inside their body in their meditation, and they see what they see. And that's what's being described in this kind of verse. And they're married because they're meeting people and they're talking Torah. They're learning Torah together. And that brings joy. Plus the fact that they are in the physical body, they are activating female waters, which is the idea of doing an action in the physical world. And even though you may look at them and see they're meditating and that they're not moving, they are still activating female waters because they're doing an action in the physical world, even if that action is in the frame of mental. Verse 22. Patach Rabbi Yosef v'amar v'halocha et ha'nerot v'halocha mamash מיד לקוטה, דה כחדה התאבד, על ידע דכחנה, דירים פולחנים דהינון, כשורה חדה אומן, אינון שמן וכתורת. כדיקטיב שמן וכתורת ואיוס, תמח לב, דיקטיב והקטיר עליו אחרון, וגומר וכתיב, והעלות אחרון את הנרות בין הארבעים יקטירנה. מה שנה הקה בהטיבו, ומה שנה הטעם. ובעלות אמר רבי יהודה, כל אחד מילה. Rabbi Yose opened the discussion saying, when you kindle the lamps, meaning when you actually light, that is while kindling, because two services were done by the priest, which are the same connection, and they are oil and incense. That is the secret of Chachman Bina, as it is written, ointment and perfume. Incense is the word perfume is being translated from the word ketoret, which is incense, rejoices the heart. And Aaron shall burn upon it sweet incense. And when Aaron lights the lamps at evenings, he shall burn incense upon it. He asks, what is the difference that here it says when he dresses, and there it says lights? Rabbi Yehuda says, dressing and lighting amount to the same thing, since dressing is like lighting. Actually, there's different kavanah in the preparing of the candles. An oil lamp, if you've ever seen one, it takes a wick sitting on a little piece of cork or foil that floats on the oil. And the oil is usually mixed with water to some degree, primarily because you don't want the whole vessel filled with oil because it's too expensive. And I'm referring to the Hanukkiahs, the Hanukkah menorahs that burn oil rather than candles. And if you've ever seen this, the process of preparing those wicks with the cork and preparing the oil mixed with the water put in the vessel, and then laying the cork on top of the oil, there's a different kavanah in those actions than there is in the actions of lighting the candle. But here the Zohar is saying that this blessing, preparing the candles, really amounts to the same thing with lighting, and the reason behind that is the idea of what comes first. Or not really what comes first, but if I start a process, I'm going to finish the process. So the Malchut, which is the finishing, and the Keter, which is the start, are really describing the same process. And that consciousness of starting, doing something in preparation, and completion, finishing the action, are really one and the same process, or part of the same process, and therefore they're in unity, therefore they're the same thing. Verse 23, Rabbi Yosei Amar Behetivo Yada'a Ki Tovim Dodecha Miayim Tovim Rabbev Amra Kida'a Benispa Lechem Beniyeh Tovim Rabbi Yehuda Amar Hatava Mamash Kida'a V'tov Lev Mishteh Tamid Uv Hachalot Deha Bezina Deit Shafyan Deit Ravyan Mishakyud Benahala, Yedeni La'in Iluja, Uvir Kanishtahu, Bekuhu Behadu, Bekola Vead Uhahalot. Rabbi Yosef said, when he readies, as it is written, for your love is better than wine. Since those that are saturated with wine are better, or good, as it is written, for then we have plenty of bread, and we're well, also better off. This means to say that whoever is satisfied with wine or bread, the secret of the lights in the first three sephirot that are considered good. Consequently, when he readies the lamps, means that he will draw abundantly the lights that are referred to as wine and bread, which is the secret of the illumination of Chachmah and Chassadim. Rabbi Yehuda says it is a real improvement. He disputes what Rabbi Yosef said, that the bettering is a result of the abundant lights. Rather, the lights of the feast, which are the secret of illumination, of Chachmah, are themselves considered bettering. As it is written, but he that is of a merry heart, a good heart, has a continual feast. When lights, meaning during the time that the sephirot are filled and saturated from the water of the stream, since the stream is Binah and its water is from Chachmah, the upper grades are then uplifted and blessings prevail in all, and all are glad. Consequently, making good the lamps is the illumination of Chachmah that flows from Bina, which is the secret of wine, and the lighting of the candles is the secret of drawing out that abundance of Chassadim that never ceases from that Chachmah. Therefore, it is written, when he kindles. This verse is explaining the idea of preparing the candles, kindling the lights, being the same thing, but it's doing it in a different way, and there's much more depth to the discussion because it's talking about how certain verses in Psalms are referring to the lighting of the candles and the lighting of the incense, but it's referring to it from the frame of bread and wine. And the understanding of wine is coming from the standpoint of the right column. Excuse me, my mistake. Wine is coming from the standpoint of Bina, of understanding, the left column, as is bread. And so it's describing how the candles and the lighting are drawing, because they're female waters, Mayim Nukvim, their actions from below that activate the flow from above, that it's describing how the lighting of the candles in the physical world draws the light of wisdom, which in order to be revealed in this world must have the garment, the covering of the light of Chassadim, and how that is accomplished through the action of preparing and lighting the candles, which was taking place by Aaron. Aaron being the right column, and then the desire, the action of doing the Mayim Nukvim is raising the left column, representing these two concepts of the light of wisdom and the light of Chassadim. Verse 24. Rabbi Acha Amar Bishata Yamika Dekola Nahir Nahir Benachala Benachala Nagid Yorach me shar li ashka'a bolak yedein ketiv v'ha'alot begin teha meum ka dekola nachke b'chachalot de'ate yisitra ila'a v'yamika dekola d'yekre machashava dekola Ad mila ukdem k'nai it barka uvirkan ishtache b'kulhu al min. Rabbi Acha said, during the time when the most profound of all, that is, supernal Abba, shines, it shines upon the stream, the supernal Ima, above. The stream flows in a straight way, meaning through the central column that is there on pin, to irrigate all, meaning all the grades of Malchut. Then it is written, when lights, literally it's, the Hebrew is when raises, when lights are raised, since everything exudes from the deepest, when raises means that it comes from the deepest side that is referred to as thought, which is Abba. And all mean the same, meaning that it is the same as what Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda said. Then the congregation of Israel is blessed, and blessings prevail throughout the world. And this is the last verse in the section, but it's continuing the same concept. And Rabbi Acha is agreeing with the other two rabbis who had been speaking in the previous verses, the idea of the female waters activates the flow of Bina, but which is unified always with Chokmah. And so you have the light of wisdom, and you have the light of Chasadim, one being a garment, a covering for the other, but within that covering, it is the only way that direct light is allowed to come into the physical world. Because the way that system works, direct light is drawn, it is restricted, it is pushed back by the binding, by striking mechanism of the curtain, and then as it flows back through the upper Sephirot, it completes them. It makes each of them become a complete structure of 10. And that allows, that is like the garment of Chasadim covering the light of wisdom. And now the light of wisdom is able to be in the physical world, because it has been transformed to a lower level of intensity. Does anybody have any questions?
Not at this time.
Okay. Tomorrow, I'm not sure that I'll be able to do a class, but if I am, I'll send a text.
Oh, okay.
And if I don't speak to you all, I wish you all a Shabbat Shalom.
Okay.
Take care. Are you planning to go to see the rabbi again?
What?